Rav, לפני שנתחיל, אפשר...
Rav, before we start, we can also study the Freedom article.
גם אופציה ללמוד את מאמר החירות, להמשיך.
We can also continue studying the Freedom article.
חשוב? לא שמעתי?
זה יותר חשוב.
יותר חשוב. אוקיי, אז אנחנו נקרא בכתבי בעל.
This is more important.
Okay, so we'll be reading the writings of Bala Sulam, the Freedom article. We are in subtitle, The Third Reason, Internal Cause and Effect. You can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. We're reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, The Freedom, subtitle, The Third Reason, Internal Cause and Effect. C. This is the conduct of the internal cause and effect of the source, which changes upon encountering the alien forces in its environment. Thus, we find that from one stalk of wheat, which rots in the ground, many stalks emerge, sometimes larger and better wheat than the way the wheat was prior to sowing. Therefore, there must be additional factors involved here, collaborating and connecting with the force concealed in the environment, meaning the source. And because of this, the additions in quality and quantity which were absent in the previous form of wheat have now appeared. Those are the minerals and the materials in the ground, the rain and the sun. All these operate on it by administering from their forces and joining the force hidden within the source itself. And through the conduct of cause and effect, they have produced the multiplicity in quantity and quality in that emergence. We must understand that this third factor joins the internality of the source, since the force hidden in the source controls them. In the end, all these changes belong to the wheat and to no other plant. Hence, we define them as internal factors. However, they differ from the second factor, which is utterly unchanging, whereas the third factor changes in both quality and quantity.
אתם רואים כמה שיש גורמים?
You see how many factors and causes there are, and out of them, we have to eventually, soon we're going to conclude with those, and we have to make a choice. We'll see what is the one conduct that we have to pay attention to, because through it we scrutinize our path and come closer to the goal.
כותרת סיבה ד' גורם ונמשך.
Subtitle, the fourth reason, cause and effect through alien things. D. This is the conduct of cause and effect of alien things that act upon it from the outside. In other words, they have no direct relation to the wheat, like minerals, rain, or sun, but are alien to it, such as, or external to it, such as nearby things or external events, such as hail, wind, etc. And you find that four factors combine to the wheat throughout its growth. Each particular state that the wheat is subject to during that time becomes conditioned on the four of them. And the quantity and quality of each state is determined by them. As we have portrayed in the wheat, so is the rule in every emergence in the world, even in thoughts and ideas. If, for example, we picture some conceptual state in a certain individual, such as the state of a person being religious or non-religious, or an extreme orthodox, or not so extreme, or midway, we will understand that that state was established in that person by the four above factors.
Meaning we cannot break outside of these four factors. Rather, whatever comes out will be the influence of these four factors. So what can we do? How can we take it into our own hands and use them?
Subtitle, Hereditary Possessions. The cause of the first reason is the source, which is its first substance. Man is created existence from existence, meaning from the minds of its progenitors. Thus, to a certain extent, he is like a replication from book to book. This means that almost all the matters that were accepted and attained in his fathers and forefathers are replicated here in him as well. But the difference is that they are in abstract form, like the sod wheat that is not fit for sowing until it has rotted and shed its former shape. So is the case with the drop of sperm from which man is born. There is nothing in it of its forefathers' shapes, only abstract forces.
Is there only in potential? So how do we realize it?
For the same ideas that were concepts in his forefathers have turned into mere tendencies in him, called instincts or habits, without even knowing why one does what he does. Indeed, they are hidden forces they are hidden forces he has inherited from his ancestors in a way that not only do the material possessions come to us by inheritance from our ancestors, but the spiritual possessions and all the concepts that our fathers engaged in also come to us from inheritance from generation to generation.
Meaning what exists in the offspring comes to them from their fathers, forefathers, and there's nothing to do about it. Let's see how can we correctly use that which we have received, what we received necessarily from the previous generations.
From here come the manifold tendencies that we find in people, such as a tendency to believe or to criticize, a tendency to settle for material life, or desiring only spiritual, moral wholeness, despising a worthless life, stingy, yielding, insolent, or shy. All these pictures that appear in people are not their own property, which they have acquired, but mere inheritance that has been given to them by their ancestors. It is known that there is a special place in the human brain where these hereditaments reside. It is called the elongated brain or subconscious, and all the tendencies appear there. But because the concepts of our ancestors acquired through their experiences have become mere tendencies in us, they are considered the same as the sod wheat, which has taken off its former shape and has remained bare, having only potential forces fit for receiving new forms. In our matter, those tendencies will robe the forms of concepts. This is considered the first matter, and this is the primary factor called source. In it reside all the forces of the unique tendencies one has inherited from his progenitors, which are defined as ancestral heritage. Bear in mind that some of these tendencies come in a negative form.
כלומר,
meaning the opposite of the ones that were in the ancestors. This is why they said, all that is concealed in the Father's heart emerges openly in the Son. The reason for this is that the source takes off its former shape in order to take on a new form. Hence, it is close to losing the shapes of the concept of the ancestors, like the wheat that rots in the ground loses the shape that existed in the wheat. However, it still depends on the other three factors, as I have written above.
Meaning, we see that we cannot rid ourselves of any factor, internal or external, or that came to us from the forefathers or developed in any way. We just need to know how to arrange them correctly for the attainment of the goal, because in truth, we need all of them. The influence of the environment.
Subtitle, the influence of the environment. The second reason is the unchanging direct conduct of cause and effect related to the sources on attribute. Meaning, as we have clarified with the wheat that rots in the ground, the environment in which the source rests, such as the soil, minerals and rain, air and the sun, affect the sowing by a long chain of cause and effect in a long and gradual process, state by state, until it ripens. And that source retakes its former shape, the shape of wheat, but differing in quality and quantity. In their general aspect, they remain completely unchanged, hence no cereal or oats will grow from it. However, in their particular aspect, they change in quantity, as from one stalk emerge a dozen or two dozen stalks, and in quality, as they are better or worse than the former shape of the wheat. It is the same here. Man, as a source, is placed in an environment, meaning in the society. He is necessarily affected by it, as the wheat from its environment. For the source is but a raw form. Thus, through the constant contact with the environment and the society, he is gradually impressed by them through a chain of consecutive states, one by one, as cause and effect. At that time, the tendencies included in his source change and take on the form of concepts. For example, if one inherits from his ancestors a tendency to being stingy, as he grows, he builds for himself concepts and ideas that conclude decisively that it is good for a person to be stingy. Thus, although his father was generous, he might inherit from him the negative tendency to be stingy, for the absence is just as much inheritance as the presence. Or, if one inherits from one's ancestors a tendency to be open-minded, he builds for himself concepts and draws from them conclusions that it is good for a person to be open-minded. But where does one find those sentences and reasoning from? It takes all this from the environment, unconsciously, for they impart upon him their views and likings in the form of gradual cause and effect. Hence one regards them as his own possession, which he acquired through his free thought. But here too, as with the wheat, there is one unchanging part of the source, which is that in the end, the tendencies he has inherited remain as they were in his forefathers. This is called the second factor.
Meaning
the influence of the environment could be the most important factor here. That is, by it, a person grows, the influence of the environment, like a seed in the ground. It could have something grow from it and will succeed and develop and be wonderful. And it could be that it will rot and nothing will come out of it. It all depends on the influence of the environment. So what's next? We will see. The question is only, to what extent is it dependent on us to enter the environment, to the extent in which it depends on us to incorporate in the correct environment, how much it depends on us to open ourselves to the influence of the correct environment, which everything else depends upon. The result actually depends on that, on how much the environment influences me. The fact that the Creator brings a person to the good fate and says, take, it's clear to us that it's not us that, let's say, came to the state where we're in. But everything, all the rest, it depends only on us. Please.
סיבה גימל הוא סדר גורם ונמשך באורח ישר.
Headline, habit becomes a second nature. The third reason is the conduct of direct cause and effect, which affect the source and change it. Because the inherited tendencies in man have become concepts due to the environment, they operate in the same directions that these concepts define. For example, a man of frugal nature, in whom the tendency to stinginess has been turned into a concept through the environment, perceives frugality through some reasonable definition. Let's assume that by this conduct he protects himself from needing other people. Thus he has acquired a scale of frugality, and when that fear is absent, he can waive it. It follows that he has changed substantially for the better from the tendency he had inherited from his forefathers. And sometimes one manages to completely uproot a bad tendency. This is done by habit, which has the ability to become a second nature. In that, the strength of man is greater than that of a plant, for wheat can change only in its own part, whereas man can change through the cause and effect of the environment. Even in general parts, meaning to completely uproot a tendency and invert it to its opposite.
That's the matter of habit becoming second nature, where I can, through these habits, if I am in the right and suitable environment, I can truly do upon myself immense changes like the Creator is doing on me. It's truly so. The environment can have such an influence on me that is aimed, directed in a way that it will do whatever it wants from me. Completely. And
headline, external factors. The fourth reason is a conduct of cause and effect that affects the source by things that are completely alien to it and operates on it from the outside. This means that these things are not at all related to the source's growth conduct to affect it directly. Rather, they operate indirectly. For example, finances, burdens, or the winds, etc., have their own complete slow and gradual growth order of states by way of cause and effect that change man's concepts for better or for worse. Thus, I've set up the four natural factors that each thought and idea that appears in us is but their fruits. Even if one were to sit and contemplate something all day, he will not be able to add or to alter what those four factors give him. Any addition he can add is in the quantity, whether a great intellect or a small one. But in the quality, he cannot add one bit. This is because they are the ones that compellingly determine the nature and shape of the idea and the conclusion against our will, without asking our opinion. Thus, we are at the hands of these four factors as clay in the hands of a potter.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Baltia 3.
Спасибо за возможность задать вопрос. Раф, у меня уже давно этот вопрос существует.
Thank you for the ability to ask a question, Rav. I have this question for a long time.
Только окружение. Рак освива.
Only the environment. Only environment. Not that the environment has an influence on a person, but only the environment has an influence on a person. You can't be without an environment, even if you're in the desert or in the jungle. It doesn't matter where. You are in the environment. You cannot be without the environment completely. The environment, the still, the vegetative, the animal, and the people, it doesn't matter, but environment. The environment has an influence upon you, and the Creator who arranges everything for you puts you together with all those inner conditions also into the environment. Well,
можно спросить вот это свойство, которое находится в тебе.
If I can ask, that quality that exists in you, it seems that as though there is a quality that has many different expressions. Let's say a thief, he can be very honest in certain states, or a person who is lying in certain states. It's like the same quality that has different manifestations.
We will maybe learn this soon. I'm not going to go and teach this now. It won't be clear to others. The Creator who gives us internal qualities and external qualities puts us into a society, and by us being in this society, only there we can define how much we can be under the influence of the environment. And in this, we have free choice. Only in this. That's why it's not important to me who I am, what I am, with what attributes or qualities I was born with, what qualities are in me. It's really not important. It's me. That's already signed and sealed. My question is how I, that I'm in an environment, choose a better environment, a stronger environment, put myself under this environment in a greater level of influence. That's what's important to me. But the qualities themselves are not important. So I'm like this. So that's how he created me. Go to the craftsman who made me. What's important to me is only one thing, that factor which I can influence, which is how can I influence it in the best possible way. And to enter,
Rav, last question. Can the environment change the person?
No, there is no such thing. The matter a person is made of, which is where he comes from, extends and remains in him and cannot be changed. That cannot be changed. And he already wrote to us you need to read it again, how there are things that are unchangeable and things that are changeable. We need to pay attention to the things that change and how, through the environment, we change them in the right direction. That's our work, actually. Belarus.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, как десятка может помочь товарищу, если...
Рав, please say, how can the ten help the friend if he has a habit to go to sleep too late and as a result he doesn't wake up to the lesson? He, whatever, goes online, does all kinds of things, and when we start looking into it, he says, you don't give me the importance of the goal. But we know he has this habit. How can the ten help?
That is a problem. I've stumbled upon such problems. He simply needs to connect himself, to tie himself to the bed, and Rabash said it this way. He has to enter the bed, turn off the light, and to lay down. That's it. And by him now laying down, he is carrying out the command of his friends, and by that, he's advancing spiritually. He's not allowed to sit, to stand, to walk. He's not allowed to watch, to read, to think. As much as possible, be close.
Kazakhstan.
Спасибо большое, Рав. Еще раз разрешили. Вы сказали о влиянии окружения.
Thank you, Rav, for letting me ask again. You said that there's also influence of the environment, even in the desert, among the vegetative and the animate. And so my choice turns out, if I go to the mountains and, you know, I'm alone there and nothing influences me, then what will be my choice? In what direction?
No, you have to choose an environment that will be as close as possible to the goal. If you will find between the inanimate or vegetable or animal, there's people who like to walk in the nature, to live in nature, to disconnect from everyone, to go into different meditations. We say that that is not going to bring a person to connection with the Creator. It doesn't. It's truly so. I don't want to get into that right now, but according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the connection of a person with the Creator is through a connection of a person with the environment or the surroundings of people who are suitable to that.
Kiev 2.
That's how it is. Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Скажите, пожалуйста, Раф, распространяя наш посыл,
Rav, please say, when we disseminate our message, turns out that we need to create for the external people the feeling that we are the right environment for them. Is that correct?
That's not an immediate thing, so it'll kind of poke their eyes out in that way. We need to be like educators who lead them towards the purpose of life.
Beseder.
Okay.
Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
What's the difference between the three reasons that are external to a person's his bedding to the source?
Man's essence can't be changed. The other three are additional wrappings that you can somewhat influence upon with time, meaning of course you can later have an influence, meaning if you gave him education, we're done with, you can add, but what you've given already has been absorbed in him. That is, those three causes compared to the matter, the essence, are already defined upon the essence because these are external factors.
Mark Vijivan.
Hello, good day, Rav. I understand that you've answered this question 1,000 times, but still, I'm asking for correction for myself, not for the friends. Meaning I'm asking for correction for myself to see the friends as great. So again, I'm asking for myself otherwise.
And the end of the sentence, in order to bring contentment to the Creator, where at the end of the action is in the initial thought, where that is what I see first, that I will be adhered to the Creator according to equivalence of form in order to bring Him contentment through all of humanity, through all the Kli of Adam Rishon. That's why I'm carrying out this small action. Where are we?
We are under the headline Free Choice. Free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well through habit, which endows it with a second nature as explained above.
Meaning that eventually, through the work upon myself, through daily work, listen to what he's saying, what he's writing, through habit, against my nature, I buy additional, different nature. And by this, I triumph in this free choice. And this has to happen every single day, that I need to choose this and do it this way. And by this, I raise myself to a completely different nature. Read it again.
We'll read again under the headline, Free Choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well through habit, which endows it with a second nature as explained above.
Well, let's go. Next.
Headline, the environment as a factor. This protection means that we can always add in the matter of choosing our environment, which are the friends, the books, teachers, and so on. It's like a person who inherited a few stalks of wheat from his father. From this small amount, he can grow many dozens of stalks through his choice of the environment for his source, which is fertile soil that contains all the necessary minerals and raw materials that nourish the wheat abundantly. There's also the matter of the work of improving the environmental conditions to fit the needs of the plant and the growth. For the wise will do well to choose the best conditions and will succeed. And the fool will take from whatever comes before him and thus turn to the sowing to a curse rather than a blessing. Thus, all the praise and spirit depends on the choice of the environment in which to sow the wheat. But once it has been sown in the selected location, the wheat's absolute shape is determined according to the measure that the environment is capable of providing. So is the case with our topic, for it is true that the desire has no freedom. Rather, it is operated by the above four factors, and one is compelled to think and examine as they suggest, denied of any strength to criticize or change. as the wheat that has been sown in its environment. However, there is freedom for the will to initially choose such an environment, such books and such guides that impart upon him good concepts. If one does not do this but is willing to enter any environment that appears before him and read any book that falls into his hands, he is bound to fall into a bad environment or waste his time on worthless books which are abundant and more accessible. In consequence, he will be forced into foul concepts that make him sin and condemn. He will certainly be punished, not because of his evil thoughts or deeds, in which he has no choice, but because he did not choose to be in a good environment, for in this there is definitely a choice. Therefore, he who strives continually to choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here, too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds, which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yeshua ben Parchia said, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend.
PT12.
Rav, it's still not clear why this is called a free choice to choose an environment. Why is it different from any other choice?
Because you're entering by force into personal guidance by a factor that is external, that is not actively operating on you and compelling you. That's why it's free choice.
Is it not fueled by desires and all of that? And it's not given from above?
No, because you're under a factor that is not related to those four other factors, but you're seemingly choosing each time through your inner efforts for this to be the factor. Let's say you wake up in the morning and you come to the environment, to the lesson, to connection, to dissemination, to Yeshivat Chavirim, and so on. That is the choice. You're choosing here, like he says. That's why one who chooses here each time a good environment is praiseworthy. That's how he advances oneself. If the environment is good, and if God forbid it's the opposite, then it's the opposite.
The friends, they bring me to the lesson, they hold me, so I give them the strength.
You chose them to be influencing you.
Africa.
That's how it is.
Our question is, does a good environment need me? Please.
Does the good environment need me? That's not important. Whether it needs or not, that's between you. But if you want to develop, then you have no choice, but only through an external factor, an environment, you can develop. Therefore, this is where you need to understand that you can be in whatever you want. If you don't have a good environment, you do not change essentially, spiritually, towards the true goal. No. You can't. There is no other factor other than the environment.
USA Northeast.
USA Northeast.
В нашем распространении появляются все новые и новые люди, которым нужно вот это вот окружение. У нас есть Бней Барух. Мы должны думать об этом окружении для тех, кому мы распространяем, или это каким-то образом придет?
אתם חייבים לסדר לתלמידים שלכם
You must arrange for your students the opportunity to connect to the right environment and for them to choose whether to do it or not. The choice is every day. It's not that they chose once and that's it. Meaning every day I battle whether to go to lesson or not, to go to a meeting or not, to go to Yeshivat Chavrim or not. That's how it is. That's how it happens. Well, what else do we have there?
The change of environment that appears as a pandemic, is this the fifth cause in Baal HaSulam's model or something else?
We will continue to investigate that.
What is the source? About the source, what is this thing? Where does it come from? What is it? The source itself.
The source is the drop of semen you received from your father.
So, this is what he says you inherited from your ancestors, to be frugal or something else, etc.
Yes, yes.
So, can you explain this? With this, we have the free choice to protect ourselves from the other three factors by which the source changes. What should we do with that?
You just need to at last find an environment and develop.
The source is the will to receive, essentially?
No, you can't change the source, but the form that you receive from it, you can define. PT 29.
Rav, during the day we choose a good environment by thinking of the friends and doing dissemination. And what else are we doing?
Nothing. Be under the influence of the environment. The fact that you're doing dissemination is not under the influence of the environment. Being under the influence of the environment is where you subjugate yourself towards the environment.
Spain too.
Pregunta del grupo joven, como una esfera este entorno para no escaparse.
Question from the young group.
Repeat, please.
Can he ask again?
Como uno se aferra a este entorno, al entorno, para no escaparse.
How can you hold on to the environment to not for, to not run away?
Adhere to them as much as possible. Subdue oneself as much as possible as a zero before them, and you want, and then he won't run away. Because they will be great, he'll be under their influence, so how will he run away?
Holland one.
But you have a question mark. Erase that question mark in Holland 1.
PT 17.
The environment, the good environment, does it have to do with the second or third factor?
The environment as a factor is, do you see what he writes? The environment as a factor, where is it?
It's what we just read.
He says, the heading is the influence of the environment. The second factor is cause and consequence in a direct way that is to the source itself, which is unchanging. So this is where you will see. Again.
So the 10, I understand it's the second factor. What is then the third factor?
Sir, read what he writes. Do you want us to go for you over all these factors again?
I really don't understand. I need your help.
You won't receive help from me right now. I can't, before you right now, go over the whole article again. Well, I can't. Isn't that how you do it? Why, while you're studying, you're not writing something? So you'll have from all of this excerpt, maybe one sentence.
I'll try to explain. My environment, the group, is the second factor. I understand. There are completely external factors, which are the fourth factor. What is the third? Can't understand.
Read it again. I'm telling you, this is not how you study. And also not the study that we're learning with you in the morning. This is just to get to know it. This is just an acquaintance. Then you have to sit during the breaks in all kinds of states and to study and to learn. Other than that, I'm certain that these articles will be, they're also recorded, yes, Michael?
Sure, everything is in the archive, etc.
In a recording. So you can drive in the car and hear it with an earbud in your ear. You can hear it and that's it. Of course, from hearing now with us, it's impossible to learn and understand. And to demand for me to now take care of him in such a way before everyone to take it upon himself. What big ego. Interesting. He didn't understand. You have to do now a private lesson. Where are
we? We are in the headline, The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment.
Please.
The Necessity to Choose a Good Environment. Now you can understand the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who replied to a person who offered him to live in his town, and he would give him millions of gold coins for it. Even if you give me all the gold and silver and jewels in the world, I will live only in a place for Torah. These words seem inconceivable to our simple mind. For how could he relinquish millions of gold coins for such a small thing as living in a place where there are no disciples of Torah? While he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one. Indeed, a mystery. But as we've seen, it is a simple thing and should be observed by each and every one of us. Although everyone has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment, which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment in a city where there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. And as we've clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, one must not wonder that a sage such as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by material or corporeal things, as he deduces there, where one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds. And so our sages warned, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. And there is also the choice of books, as we've mentioned. For only in this is one rebuked or praised, in his choice of the environment. But once he has chosen an environment, he is at its hands as clay in the hands of the potter.
Ita 4.
Grazie Rav. Che cosa significa che una persona rimane soltanto con le buone azioni e non si porta denaro e fama quando muore?
What does it mean that a person only has his good deeds and not gold or money or anything else to follow him when he dies?
He can't take anything from this world except for what he has acquired, the forces in order to bestow. Only by being ridden of his will to receive, what can he receive and take with him? Only the masach or chuzer and forces in order to bestow which he has acquired. That's considered passing from this world. It's not that the body stops to live, the heart stops beating. It's not that he dies like people die, like animals die. But rather, he is talking spiritually always. That a person who passes, what does he move to the next degree that he's passing to from his degree? He rises to the second degree, which is a spiritual degree in order to bestow. He rises in, how should we say it? He rises with all the vessels in order to bestow that he acquired. That's everything.
Mak Vijivan.
Почему ответ Бен Кисмы так сильно похож на ответ Билама?
Why the answer of Ben Kisma is similar to the one of Bil'am?
They're both adhered to their method, each in his own. It's very hard to differentiate between a complete righteous and a complete wicked.
Question from the young group. How do I know if I choose the right environment? How to be the right matter for the work?
You subjugate yourself and enter into any spiritual environment and see how much you're capable of being with them, in them. It could be that their demands are too great. It could be that they're not. But entering there is only after, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, after you subjugate yourself fully. That's towards every single environment. It's correct. Hebrew 10.
Baruslam describes these four stages in the development that a person goes through. It's like the four phases of direct light. My question is whether the influence of the environment, is it the same light that influences the person, that we can describe it like that?
You can. P10.
Can we say that humanity too is now going through a state where one state is rotten and then we move to the next state? And then what are the factors with regards to humanity? Can you relate to it like that?
Humanity needs to choose under which external influence it can develop. So we need to offer them ourselves. Besides that, we see that all the rest of the developments are bringing it into troubles. So we need to explain that this won't stop until they choose the method of mutual bestowal, mutual connection with everyone, which is what we're actually coming to teach and show. This example.
So, like we explain, these factors that we talked about, the source and the environment and all that, with respect to the person who is developing, so with respect to, do we have the same forms of influence with respect to the whole of humanity? Are they the same? How would you approach this explanation to humanity about the laws that that apply to it as well?
But of course you can do the same thing because the laws are the same laws. There's no difference. What is Baal HaSulam Sulam standing under different laws relative to you or someone else? A law is a law. Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisma, you see how he does. Someone else does the opposite.
Okay, then what is the source of humanity? What are the environmental factors? What is the state that rots from a certain state and then moves to another form, like we read about the grain of wheat?
I don't understand the question. Through the external influence, you see where humanity is developing. What are those signs that influence us, let's say, all kinds of external factors? One factor, the first one is clear, but the second, the third, until this social factor, and how we can aim ourselves, not for the good or for the bad, but to the truth. That's the difference. Where we want to rise above good and bad, and only aim ourselves towards the truth. That is our constant struggle, our constant choice. So the choice of a good environment is that which shows me the truth. And not that it shows me that, look, how pleasant it is, or this is tasty, or there, don't enter, because that will be big problems, and here less, and so on. No, this is not what I want to hear. I want to hear, I'm talking about ourselves, not about the broad public, but about ourselves. We want to know the truth. And for the broad public, you can't say that in such a way. It's like with little children, you have to wrap the truth with something sweet. Just like medicine, which has a sweet wrapping, and then you can give it, and even a child will take it through different syrups, etc.
So in the same scientific explanation, like Baal HaSulam explained to us, in our development, everything follows the laws of nature. And we just talk about the choice that accelerates the process correctly, right? So the same laws of nature operate with respect to humanity, and humanity will be convinced that basically, what's the influence of the environment for humanity?
Marek, I don't think that you're thinking correctly. You want to throw in humanity to learn the laws of nature, from history, from geography, and from all those things. And that won't help. You need to just convince them and convince not out of the great intellect and the great feelings and great experience that they have. They don't have that. You just need to convince them as much as possible to follow you. Because there's no choice to show them now, let's say, from all these examples that we have before them, that this isn't worthwhile and that's not worthwhile and this not and this not and why I is worthwhile. You have to sell yourself altogether. What else will you do? That's what we need. Baal HaSulam calls this propaganda.
So the free choice of humanity, what is it about?
Free choice is in them choosing you and not someone else. Because from the side of nature, they have no obligation. And it's worth it for them to choose, because otherwise they enter much greater troubles. And by the way, we in the same way with them. Just like Baal HaSulam writes, Third World War and the Fourth, I can't say that we've passed and that it won't happen. I have more confidence in the fact that we will choose the good, because nevertheless, there are changes for the good. This virus, the fact that we're advancing, these are all changes for the good, but I can't say that it's all over.
Volga. Волга.
Раф, подскажите, пожалуйста, а чем определяется степень влияния?
Раф, please say, how is the measure of the influence of the environment determined? Can you control that?
Чем определяется степень влияния на меня окружения? Можно ли этим?
Again, how is the measure of the influence of the environment determined? Can it be measured, managed?
It all depends on you. How much you the more you subjugate yourself before the environment, it has a greater influence on you. How much? To the extent which you respect them, so be wise and great and of attainment. To the extent in which you convince yourself that it's as such, then you'll be influenced by them more. That's clear.
Kiev 2.
Доброе утро, Раф. Скажите, вот вы сказали, что закрыться в десятке — это клипа, и молитва должна быть за всех. Вот нам как одно.
Раф, you said that if we lock ourselves in the 10, it's a shell. It has to be for everyone. So, what do you suggest? Point you suggest hitting to achieve one?
Only towards unity. There's nothing else but that. The unity between you. And maybe in expanding the boundaries of the society so it'll be stronger.
Ken.
Yes?
Ken. Hello.
Yes.
По поводу того, что молитва должна быть за всех, это касательно народов мира или...
With regards to the prayer having to be for everyone, are we talking about the nations of the world or BB or...
I pray for them, for the whole world, because this is all for us. Eventually, we attain the end of correction in one kli, which is all of humanity, all the souls. Okay. Zichron 10.
A microphone shel chasagu.
Your microphone is muted. Okay, back to the topic of choice. I now, let's say, sit in bed and I'm debating whether to get up or not. Do I choose this or not?
That's you, only you choosing, and that depends on the importance that you give to the lesson, to the teacher, to the environment. And that all depends on the extent in which you prepared yourself for this from yesterday. That's it.
Okay, so it's not just my agreement to what's happening.
It's all by agreement, but not that it happens at one moment. You have to prepare it all. Yourself, the environment, and the relations, and the appreciation of the environment. All of that needs to be prepared in advance.
Thank you.
Ita 4.
Maestro, buongiorno. Io comunque sono influenzato da anche un altro ambiente, che è l'ambiente dei 99. Come faccio a difendermi dall'influenza di questi desideri e rimanere nell'ambiente pulito? No?
He was broke up. Can you repeat the question?
Io sono comunque vivo in due ambienti. Tengo di stare con il maestro e i miei colleghi studenti, Come faccio a non farmi influenzare di più da quell'ambiente, di rimanere agganciato?
I am in two kinds of environments, the study with the friends and the creator, and an external environment. What can we do to be influenced only by the study and the teacher?
That depends on how you value your friends and the environment here, or compared to every other environment. How you consider your friends relative to the whole world. That's how it is. And check your microphone, the way you're talking. We hear other speakers and all kinds of noises.
Teacher, too.
Что такое границы группы и каким образом мы можем их расширить?
What are the limits of the group and how can they be expanded?
The borders of the group can't be more than 10 if it's your group that you're in. And it's best to come to a state of truly 10 and not 9 and not 11. And then you start to feel that you're working on that quantity of people as much as this quantity is optimal. But for the time being, it doesn't matter. 5, 7 is also good. It's also good. As long as you try to define the boundaries of the group that are strong and are truly boundaries. Okay? Let's now read an article of Rabash, the matter of importance of this site.
So before we move on to the first part, next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song.